And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Friday the 3rd of January, and this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. We'll start the day in just a moment with the Shipping Bulletin, followed at 5:30 by News Briefing. And if you've been paying attention throughout the last year, this news quiz should hold no fears.
I'm Andy Zaltzman. In the Best of the News Quiz 2024, we bring you a handy roundup of the events you might have missed, like our general election and its ever-popular US remake.
Can you call it a win if your opponent cuts off one of their legs and then tries to finish the race as two separate athletes?
The less popular post office scandal.
Even if they do deliver compensation, they'll probably leave you with a neighbour.
And some rather tusky elephants in the room.
If you stand in front of a mirror and you say Brexit, Brexit, Brexit,
Nigel Farage appears.
Yeah. The Best of the News Quiz 2024 is this evening at 6:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now here's Simon King. Morning.
Thank you, Charles. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 3rd of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Biscay, Fitzroy and Faroe. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fitzroy, 1013, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne. Northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Backing westerly later in Cromarty, Forth and Tyne. Squally snow showers, good occasionally, very poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fisher and German Bight, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally sleet or snow showers, good occasionally, very poor. Thames, northwest 4 to 6, squally wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Dover, white, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast, backing southeast later 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, easterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west, perhaps gale 8 later in far west, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Irish Sea, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. South Shannon, easterly 4 to 6, showers, good. North Shannon, southwest Rockall, variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Northeast Rockall, Malham, northwesterly, backing westerly later, 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then mainly west later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 to 6 at first in Faroes and east southeast Iceland, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by west 6, heavy rain and snow 27 miles, 1020 falling more slowly. Stornoway, north by west 3, slight drizzle and rain, 8 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 4, heavy rain and snow, 22 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lucas, west by north 4, rain 6 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 4, 1018, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1023. Jersey, northeast by east 2, 24 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north 3, more than 27 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic, east by north 4, 19 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north 1, 27 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west 4, 19 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Maidenhead, west northwest 6, 15 miles, 1023, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A ridge of high pressure will lie over southern and southwestern waters during the next 24 hours, but further north and east there will be a very cold and showery northwesterly airflow. The showers will be squally across the north and east and will fall as sleet or snow at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Snow showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, near Rattray Head, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Sleet or snow showers, squally until later in north, good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Squally sleet or snow shower, good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West 5 or 6, veering northwest 4 or 5, then backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Fair then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly, veering northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, then wintry showers in north, good, occasionally poor in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in far east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair. Good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then east 3 or 4 later. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or southeast 3 to 5 later, mainly fair. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming southeasterly later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in southwest, mainly fair. Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable or west 2 or 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch, west or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, backing southwest later. Showers, squally and wintry at first, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, backing westerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, squally and wintry at first, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. North or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally and wintry at times, good, occasionally poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Snow showers, scory at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
And that was Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4 at 5:30 on Friday, the 3rd of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. And these are this morning's headlines. The government is setting up a review of adult social care in England, but its recommendations won't be published until 2028. Police in South Korea, who've been trying to arrest the impeached president, say they've given up for the day after being blocked by his security team. In business, there have been disappointing figures for retailers who were hoping for a boost in December after a difficult year. And in sport, the 17-year-old dart sensation Luke Littler is through to the final of the PDC World Championship. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, is launching an independent commission aimed at reforming adult social care in England. The review will be led by the crossbench peer Baroness Casey. But the final report isn't due to be published until 2028. Dr. Jane Townsend from the Home Care Association says many in the sector will see it as a delaying tactic.
It's not going to report for 2 to 3 years, as I understand. And it feels like fiddling while Rome is burning. If the government wants to make this work at scale, we need a completely different approach, not ignoring social care, but drawing it in and funding it properly.
President Biden has said that the US will relentlessly pursue ISIS and other terrorist organisations wherever they are. His comments came after it was confirmed that the man who drove a pickup truck into a crowd in New Orleans, killing 14 people, had declared his support for Islamic State. South Korean investigators are suspending their attempt to arrest the impeached president, Yoon Suk-yeol. They had entered the presidential compound but were denied entry to the residence by the presidential security services. They said it was practically impossible to carry on due to the sustained standoff. Mr. Yoon is wanted over his botched declaration of martial law last month. Han Yong-ae is the opposition MP in the South Korean parliament.
The security service is holding a firm stance, maintaining its position that search is not permitted. However, President Yoon Suk-yeol will eventually be arrested. It is only a matter of time.
Police are investigating an assault on a prisoner at Belmarsh Jail after reports that Sara Sharif's father and killer was attacked. According to the Sun newspaper, Irfan Sharif was ambushed by two inmates armed with the jagged lid of a tuna tin on New Year's Day. His injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. Sir Nick Clegg is standing down from the US tech giant Meta after 6 years in one of the top jobs in the firm. The former deputy prime minister